A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
We're talking pop culture on Money FM 89.3. We talk about different artists, movies, whatever takes our fancy. This week, I'd like to welcome Greg Creevy, the Multichannels Asia Managing Director and a DJ and former music programmer in a previous life. Greg, we're talking about Neil Sedaka, who's a veteran. So Greg Creevy, the Managing Director of Multichannels Asia, with me to talk about Neil Sedaka and his incredible career. He turns 80 in 2019. Seems like even when we were kids, he was old then, and he's still going. He's got concerts planned for 2019.
Yeah, certainly enduring. I think, though, the first thing we should clear up is it Sedaka or Sedaka?
What is it? What do you think?
I'd go with Sedaka.
Okay. But he was born on March 13, 1939. He was born in Brooklyn, New York. His father was a taxi driver, a Jew of Turkish origin, and his mother was from Polish-Russian origin, another Jew as well. They came from the United States via Istanbul. Unlikely pop star, unlikely singer. How did his career begin?
Well, classical roots, actually. I mean, he's classically trained as a piano player and is extraordinarily accomplished as well. And his career really kicked off as a songwriter. And going back into, say, the late 50s, early 60s, from that very famous building in New York on Broadway called the Brill Building.
Yes, yeah, famous.
And the Brill Building over the years has been home to some of the most popular American music ever written, from the likes of Burt Bacharach, Jerry Goffin, Carole King, Neil Diamond, Lieber and Stoller, stack of hits there for Elvis, and also Neil Sedaka.
Right, and 1962 was the most important year of Sedaka's career. Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. I think everyone has heard that song, number one, and reached number one on the charts. Next Door to an Angel reaching number five. And I guess what hit him, though, Greg, was Beatlemania was bad for him because he had a certain image, a bit like Cliff Richard in the UK, that he had this kind of, singer-songwriter image and not that kind of cool, I guess. And then you get the Rolling Stones and the Beatles coming onto the scene, and suddenly someone like Neil Sedaka and Cliff Richard is not cool anymore.
Exactly. And I think a lot of artists that were popular back in the early 60s, doing the classic pop of the era, would have all been hit sideways with the Beatle invasion. And many of them never really recovered. Some of them sort of just faded into oblivion. Some of them, came back in the late 60s or, say, in the case of Cliff, sort of blossomed again in the 70s. But I think to his credit, and probably a testament to the strength of his songwriting, Neil Sedaka faded away but never really went away.
So you think it was his songwriting that he could always call on to keep him relevant, because he did write some great songs. I mean, there was hit after hit after hit, but then it was hits for other artists, wasn't it?
Yeah, and probably the biggest one of which most people would be familiar with is Love Will Keep Us Together by the Captain and Tennille.
In the 70s, right?
In the 70s. He recorded it well before them, but they made a huge hit out of it back in 75, and that really brought Sedaka back to the attention of a whole new audience. And it was a really nice touch, actually, if anyone has that song at home, and if they play it and if they turn it up at the very end, you'll hear Tony Tennille sort of chant the words in time to the song, Sedaka is back, Sedaka is back.
That's a great bit of trivia. Nice. I'll have to try that. And I really like that Captain and Tennille version of it.
Jason, around the same time, you mentioned before Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. He did sort of the doo-wop version back in the 60s, was a huge hit. I became familiar with that through the Partridge Family that did a version of it.
Yep.
But then again, he came back after that and did another version. He did the slow version of Breaking Up and Hard Is Hard to Do. And a little bit of music trivia. I think one of the only songs, or one of the few artists, to have enjoyed a top 10 hit with the same song recorded in two different decades.
Wow. Well, he was a guy that spanned the decades, but definitely,
still spanning.
And still spanning. And he's got dates planned in 2019 in Las Vegas and turning 80 in March. And we shouldn't forget some of the famous people he's collaborated with. You mentioned Captain and Tennille, but of course Elton John as well.
Yeah, Elton John in the sort of early 70s apparently had always been a fan of Sedaka. And they met at one of those sort of classic music parties, and at that time Sadako didn't have a record deal, and Elton John generously signed him to Rocket Records. And they released a couple of albums, and one of those led to what became his most successful hit of all, which was Bad Blood.
Isn't it amazing that he couldn't get a record deal, you know, being such a legend? Suddenly he's uncool. It's 1970s. Music's moved on. He's a little Jewish guy that doesn't look like a pop star.
And yeah, and Elton John comes along and sort of lifts him up, and he has, as a result of that, has his biggest hit.
Yes, yes. So what would you say, what's the enduring thing that Neil Sedaka brought to pop music? You know, if there's one thing that stands out from his career to you?
I think it's the songwriting and the melody and just the optimistic, happy tone of all the songs that he's, that he's written. Mm. I mean, he has a capacity to write, you know, some lonely and sort of soft love songs, not least of all with Solitaire. But if you run through his repertoire of songs, you know, even starting with O Carol, which has a connection back to Carole King,
of course,
with
yes.
whom he, I think, dated briefly in high school.
Yeah.
And that was the inspiration to O Carol. But other ones like Run, Samson, Run, Stupid Cupid for Connie Francis, mm-hmm. Love Will Keep Us Together, Laughter in the Rain, Bad Blood. You know, there's some classic pop songs amongst all of those.
I mean, the stories he could tell about entertainment, about the pop industry, you know, dating back to when it started really in the 50s, right until today, the stories he could tell, it's mind-boggling, isn't it?
And I'm missing one great track too, which this is one that would be, you know, top of the tree when it comes to karaoke, or this would be the song that the uncle who's had too much to drink at your party would sort of get up and try and sing. Is This the Way to Amarillo?
Yes, another good one.
Which is a huge hit for Tony Christie, of course. And that was, I think that was reissued sort of in the mid-2000s. And at that particular point, it was the most successful UK pop single of all time. Might have been eclipsed since then, but at least going back then, it was the biggest of its day.
We're about to play Laughter in the Rain. It's a song recorded by Neil Sedaka with lyrics by him and Phil Cody. And this was a song that Greg pointed out that happened as a result of that collaboration with Elton John. It's on Rocket Records. It reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in February 1st, 1975. And it was his first single to top the Hot 100 since 1962. So that's quite a gap.
Quite a drought.
Yeah. So
nice way to break the drought, though.
It really is. So if you're in Singapore and you're thinking about catching Neil Sedaka on his 80th birthday, head to Las Vegas in 2019. So let's now hear Laughter in the Rain by Neil Sedaka from 1974.
She breathes.